Remember that?
That was the day you threw up.
Fuck me,
bro. Actually, you're wearing your fob, bro, on it.
Picture of us at the end. Oh.
I came for work.
Oh, what? I thought it was like,
no, you can keep it on. I'm just wondering what it was.
Office fob, it's my office
fob. No, I thought it was for the yard.
Everyone's got their own fob, so in case you do something fucked up, he knows you.
Oh, okay. So crying, was that like when you sold it to the Jordans?
Yeah. I got in trouble.
What did you do for work?
I work for BSTN.
What's that?
It's a retail shop.
Oh, I thought you were an actor.
I act.
On the side?
I act up.
Oh, cool. That's a video, bro. Got you.
Yeah, stupid. I act on the side. Until Marvel shouted me for Captain Arabia, then ain't that.
That's an idiot, bro.
Are we recording?
Damn! So
they ask you what you do for work, tell them you connect the dots.
You are.
Apes on Tapes, episode 69. Eat my ass!
I connect. God damn.
Well.
There's your intro.
There's your intro, big bro. What are you saying?
Fucking hell.
I keep meeting people outside. I'll be like, oh yeah, are you from so and so? I'll be like, yeah. He goes, one guy goes to me on a night out. He goes to me, yeah. He goes, stop taking fucking holidays, bro. Yeah. Just like, cause where do you go? Like, where have you been?
Hibernation, innit?
Hey, real talk, bro. The other day on my road, walking my dog, yeah. So I'm mute. Must have stopped me. He's like, I recognize you. I was like, I'll just be, yeah, top boy. He was like, no, apes on tapes.
Yeah. Bro, sometimes.
Yeah.
It's mad cool, though. It's mad cool. Yeah,
do you know what?
No, real talk. Cool.
I've had one encounter in Shoreditch. Where, see, when we went, as we went to a club and we was all there. And then I was in the smoking area. He was like, huh?
What are you doing in the smoking area?
Sometimes I'd be in the smoking area.
I don't smoke, but I've been in the smoking area.
Yeah, it's where you get the baddies. It's where you get the baddies. It's where you get the baddies.
What am I doing? Smoking a Vogue. Just
No. That's where the good women go, bro.
Yeah. All right, then you got to smoke, baby.
No, I don't need to
smoke. But yeah, then he goes to me. He's like, fuck you doing here? And I was like, so I'm just not a regular person because you have a podcast.
Like, I'm a regular guy, no.
And then it was like, all right. But then 2 weeks ago, I'm walking in front of Moses. Yeah. No, I'm walking behind Moses. Pause, yeah. Then this guy goes up to Moses. He's like, man, I love your podcast and everything. Da, 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 da. And Moses is trying to say, it's not my podcast. Yeah, but yeah, the guy's just rambling on and on. And I was just like, okay. I was like, when am I going to get my life? I was like, my man just didn't even care about me. He was like, yeah, keep doing your thing too. Okay.
All right, that's fucking funny.
First time I met Moses, I'm pretty sure I thought he was the guy from... what was that other show? The 90s baby show.
Which one though? Which one of the guys?
I'm being racist.
See,
I'm being racist.
That's kind of racist.
That's that racismo.
No, wait. Yeah, it's kind of racist. Send me that?
I think
someone sent me a, someone sent me.
I thought it was him. I was like, yo, bruv, yeah, I rate your thing, bro. I was like, I don't know, wait a second. Yeah, whatever.
No, yeah.
Hey, Moses is sick though. I love you, Moses.
No, but who no. Sorry. It was Ilias. Ilias sent me a picture of the guy from 90s Baby. Yeah.
He looks like that.
And he was like, what's Moses doing here? Yeah, and I was looking at it.
I went mad. I was drunk. I was like, bro, your thing's sick. And I was like, hang on. Moses Duckrow. I woke up with a number in my phone. Moses Duckrow. I met someone called Moses Duckrow, bro.
Moving on, I'm bored.
Oh,
damn.
All right, listen.
This is why we're
you might do the introduction.
Damn.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well,
that was just a mood killer.
That's why you like having me on. Yeah. I'm blunt as well.
Yeah, I know.
That's killing it.
Sorry, guys. Go on.
But anyway, it's episode 69. As you can see, Ash is really excited to be here for episode 69.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I've taken off my chastity belt for this episode.
That's insane.
You know, our two most viewed episodes are... Number one and number two.
I think.
Wait, was that?
I think it might be the other way around. It might be the other way around.
Number one and number two.
What, your first ever episode?
Wait.
No.
Then that rough that you were on.
Yours is most viewed.
I think it's, yeah, I think, no. Yeah, you're number one, he's number two. Yeah.
So, you never high five yourselves?
No.
Never spot someone.
So you know what that means? This means it has to be our most viewed episode. No pressure.
Oh,
I'm so proud of you, lot, man.
Thank
honestly,
you.
I'm
not.
You think I'm chatting shit?
Are you just a natural hater, like?
Bro? I swear down. Just the other day, said Ash, you putting up? Yes.
Yeah.
I just do it to humble Alex. You're all amazing. It's
I
Alex.
Avoid
the podcast. I've got to keep Alex in check.
Yeah, Rachel's been on the vibe of just pure hate.
No, listen. So I saw him 2 weeks ago at his cousin and my best friend's baby shower, and I was like, oh my god, my friend Alex. He's like, don't call me your friend.
Yeah. What? But no, but it was weird though.
I never like my baby showers.
Yeah, because you don't know people go. Be having babies and stuff.
Well, as in, is a baby shower like initiated by the girl?
Most times.
I never manage anybody. Yeah. I come to my baby shower.
No, most times, but couples do it together now and they just get the family, especially if they're not married.
With the gender reveal.
Yeah.
I've always said.
I've been to one gender
reveal. Like, well, my family, we kind of just twang it. We have like a baby shower, move it like a stag shower. Oh. So, but we get the baby bottles out and get the alcohol in the baby bottles, and we play some fun games. That's, you know what I mean? Like,
that's like, you know, that's like sucking on a, you know, it's like a, you know, when you open up a can of Coke, but you kind of just half open it.
Yeah, you slow.
Yeah, you do.
Oh my God.
But anyway, it's episode 69 and we've got Rachel here. How are you feeling?
Awful, joking.
Yeah.
You guys look great.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
A bunch of glowy Kardashians.
She loves being here, man. She loves coming.
And we've got Chino back, everyone.
Hey, Chino, take the do-rag off.
I really, no.
Is there waves underneath the do-rag?
No. I haven't been anywhere, man. I mean, yeah, I've been here.
Tell us where you've been.
Where were you yesterday?
Was that yesterday? I was in Birmingham yesterday.
What was it saying?
I was in Birmingham yesterday. Nah, it was good times, man. I was with a few guys that we know of. You know what I'm saying? We're having a good time yesterday.
Nigga was out there with Lord Voldemort. Can't even say that nigga's name.
It's Sin City, bro. I was in there doing Birmingham
is an interesting city.
I got home at like 3 a.m, bro. Yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
How's everyone's summer's been?
It's been dead, you know.
It's been horrible. How's your summer been?
Expensive and up and down.
You're not getting flued out, no.
I fly out myself.
Well, wait, I want to.
The main expense?
Holidays.
Or Uber? Huh?
Oh, my main is a pretty little thing in Shein.
PLT.
Yeah, PLT and Shein.
Why don't you be accepting those flying out invitations?
Because I'm no.
Get flown out, get your back flown out.
I've never been that girl.
You know about your paper, man.
Can you just accept the flight and I'll show up?
Okay, who? Next time I get it offered, I'll send them your way. What kind of situation would that be?
If I ever try to fly a babe out and Ash turns up, I'm gonna be what can I do with all this?
That might be the craziest. We're in August, right?
That's a crazy exchange rate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy
thing. You're going carnival?
No.
I can't go carnival. I'm at AEW that day.
Man don't do carnival. Man does galas, rude boy.
Yeah. I'm at AEW that day still.
What's AEW?
Wrestling.
Hey. Oh.
Yeah. 80,000 people Wembley, bro. It's going to be nuts.
Oh, shit. Carnival. All right, cool.
Hey, that ain't sold out.
Before I forget, guys, CloudX has given us some free festival tickets. Me and the guys will be there. Right?
I'm at a baby shower, bro.
Shut up, say yes.
But they've given us four tickets to give out to some listeners. And
you're going now.
I'm at a wedding, bro.
So who is actually going? You're saying we're going. Who's actually going?
Yes, he's rolling.
Oh, that was cute.
But yes, I would like to finish my sentence. So there's four guest tickets to give away. All you have to do is just message me. And I'll probably put you on the guest list and that's it. But
why don't we do a raffle?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Because it's too much effort. First come, first serve.
I hear it.
You know what I mean? I'm a busy man.
I hear it.
And we all busy men?
Yeah, it's true.
Busy women, but you know.
Yeah, so.
Busy women as well, yeah.
So, yes, so tell us what you've been up to recently. Such a busy woman.
Do you know what's so weird? You know when you get asked that question, it's like, tell me about yourself. So you completely forget everything.
So you've been doing fuck all?
No, I've been going on holiday. I've been working. Where was your last holiday? Croatia.
Ooh.
Me and 40 back to work, but we still smell like a vacation.
How was it?
You know what? Croatia.
Fuck them. That man smoked Morocco in World Cup.
Croatia, it might be top one places I'll never go to as a
player. But why?
Why?
I think there's other places.
Okay. Let me tell you about my experience. Okay.
So wait, first question before you start. Have you actually been to Croatia?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Cool. First experience, I was in the bar. My man was he was trying to film me. Yeah. And then whole time there's a mirror behind him.
So no.
I was like, okay, cool.
Oh my God.
Then
the
second experience wasn't that bad. An old man just came up to me on a bus stop and was like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah, I've heard that.
But he said it in a inquisitive, like he was like, people don't really come here because I didn't stay in the capital.
Yeah.
People.
Then
certain people.
Then
certain people.
Then the third and final thing was, yeah, I'm walking up this hill now, yeah. I'm looking at this wall about 50 yards away. And I was like, a Nazi sign.
Okay.
Oh. Like, swastika.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was like, that's very crazy.
The swastika.
Yeah, then next to it had no blacks.
Okay.
I said
in English.
In English.
I know how to read.
And then,
okay.
I said, I looked at it.
It went Egyptian hieroglyphic.
And then, as I was walking back, as I was walking, I wasn't walking towards it. I just stood there and I adjust my eye vision goggles. I see about 4 Croatian men walking towards me. I have never ran down. You see when you're running down a hill and like, you run down a hill like with like brakes because you're like, bro, I was pelting down that hill.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Were you by yourself?
He left your dogs. He left his doggies. He left the doggies.
Do you find that face you were with a girl and you left?
I was by myself then, but I was on a solo trip.
Okay.
Why is all them man there? Their names end with Vich, Stopovich, or Mobovich.
Lobovich.
I've never heard of Croatian name other than Modric. Fair enough.
I don't know. Yeah.
Itching in, bro. I made up a football player called Stopovich. But I'm in a group chat with my boys, innit? You know that everyone's got a day one group chat?
Yeah.
I love football, I don't, innit? Mm. So I'm like, they're like, oh, you see the match yesterday? It's me, yeah, you man see Stopovich. They're like, Stopovich. I'm like, yeah, Stopovich went in yesterday. Stopovich sounds like someone.
I'd be jarred as well.
Huh?
I'd be jarred as well if
Stopovich, man. Shout out Stopovich.
Have you ever been to a country that's like, you just had a bad time? Because I actually have
bad time.
I've not traveled as much as I would like to, but even where I've been, I've never.
You know what? I refuse to let a bad time happen.
Do you know what?
I mean, okay, you guys are like a dickhead, whatever.
I feel like there's
let's not do that. But yeah, I get what you're saying. I think what you're
talking
about.
You lot just always go on holidays and just like have
wait. So I can answer this in 2 ways because obviously I work in hospitality. So I'm always protected in some aspect because I'm dressed a certain way, my makeup's a certain way, and I'm going to the top of the best places.
What's your Instagram?
Rachel.finney.
You find out what's going on with your hospitality.
Well, but go on.
You don't see my work on there. But then in life, I think as a woman,
let's just say
like 9 out of 10, to be fair, people are always going to be nice to you.
Rachel.finney.
Well, yes.
Ash, focus, man.
Focus.
I feel like men will get in a lot more uncomfortable situations than a woman will. Like, the worst a woman will get, you'll get people whistling at you, you get people giving you attention, but like, I've never felt unsafe.
Haven't you?
Anywhere. And I've been to some countries, people say are very racist, but I've never felt unsafe. I've always felt like.
Big up, man. A lot of girls
would like, even me, I got back from Albania last week. And
big up the Albanians.
No, listen. Big up Albania. That's
how many coffees beautiful. Did you drink, bro?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Wow. I had so much espresso out there. I legit, like, felt like I was going to be shitting coffee beans.
Good coffee. Yeah. Good coffee, dog.
Good coffee, bro. Say that.
But why? They don't even grow coffee. Like, what's the relationship?
Espresso
between...
is such a big thing. So in Albania,
I've never understood.
I don't understand why, but in Albania,
it goes good with your Marlboro Gold.
So they smoke a lot, and they're big on like a cigarette and coffee at breakfast.
Okay, cool.
So there's more coffee shops in Albania per capita than anywhere else in the world.
Jeez.
Legit, you just drop a pin in any part of Albania and just look around, you'll probably see like 4 coffee.
Why
shops.
Do you know that?
Crazy. Oti told me.
That's crazy. Oh, fair enough. Coffee shop is a whole different thing.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, they don't really be joints. I barely saw any crow out there. I didn't really see any crow, or any weed, or anything out there. It was just cigarettes.
But you know,
but cigarettes are like, bro. But listen, a 10-deck is like £2.
Well, one thing is,
that's why they smoke so much.
And good scenery, though.
Very good scenery. Beautiful. Very good scenery.
What was happening in Albania?
No, but that's what I'm saying. When I was about to go out, some people were going, I've been, oh, be careful, blah 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 blah. Bro, no, none of that.
And they're good.
None
people,
of that.
Bro.
Everyone there was
they're
so
good
friendly,
people,
so
see,
welcoming.
It's not a hustler country. It's not a country where they're. Their main income is let's hustle the tourists.
Yeah.
Ain't that, bro?
Yeah.
I see with Albanians, very good people, but I've heard too many. I live in an area that's predominantly like Albanians.
Yeah.
Like I've seen the worst of the worst.
I hear that.
Albanian niggas, they're the funniest people. Like them niggas are committing murders 5 a.m., 11 a.m. They're kicking ball in the park like nothing happened. They'll shake your hand, but if you cross them. Hey man, you'll be digging your own grave with them.
They were just mad hospital out there. Like a lot of people speak English, like mad friendly, mad welcoming. Like I felt proper at home in it. And even me going there, the reason obviously I went there was because OT got married. Congratulations, OT and Verona. They got married. Yeah.
Big up.
But yeah, they got married. So obviously, like,
did
even
you fuck an Albanian girl? Yes
I
or no?
Did not, I did not Alex. Do anything of the sort.
How do they smell?
Oh my god.
How?
You're editing it, don't worry.
No, I'm not editing that.
All right, innit?
You got close to one.
So what?
You smell the back of her earlobe.
Do you go
right here?
No,
listen.
You
ain't smelled someone.
Ask me. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You have not smelled someone until you smell the back of the ear, right?
Yeah. But I'm saying, wait.
That's creepy, though. You just
the Maduma Obligata. If you ain't smelled the Maduma Obligata, you ain't smelled that person.
I am done.
No, wait. You've never hugged the girl and she smelled good and you're going to. You're like, damn.
No, but you don't smell them because you're sniffing. You smell them because you're inhaling, and like it just happened to be.
No, but you see when the, like you see
like sniffing them. Who am I, bro?
If I hugged Rihanna, I feel like I'd sniff. Like it looked like.
Oh,
like,
I do more than sniff. That's different. That's a whole different ball game. But a random girl on the street, like sniffing.
Oh, so Rihanna's above a random girl.
Yes. Of course she is.
I can live. Here's a very important question: Rihanna or Beyonce?
Rihanna.
Thank you.
It depends.
You know what I like about her?
Rihanna.
It's the insecurity. It's that I don't know if I'm buff. You are.
Oh, Rihanna's everything.
No.
Where Beyonce's out here going, oh, I'm the buffest thing in the world.
With me, I think it comes down to it of like being pretty and sex appeal.
Rihanna has them both.
Yeah. Okay.
And she makes better music.
Bring back, hey, who was the first song she did? If it's loving that you want.
No, on the replay.
The replay was her first.
On the replay.
Huh? On the replay was
her. No. Yes. Oh my God. Listen. What Google?
When it comes to Rihanna.
Argue with me. I was talking about Albania. Now he's fucking scatting Rihanna.
Sorry. Going.
I wanted to tell the story of what happened in Albania.
Yeah. I need to hear that.
No.
You're on time up for 2-3 minutes.
No, legit. Let me land because I know what you're like. So happened, right? So we get to Albania. On Tuesday, me and Melo get to Albania on Tuesday. The first wedding, there was 2 weddings. The first wedding was in Kosovo on Thursday night, right? So we had to get to Kosovo Thursday.
Jump the border.
No, listen, if you let me land, you'll know. You're too fast, bro. You're too fast. Anyway.
I apologize.
So we had to get a coach from Albania to Kosovo. And then my phone said it takes about 3.5 hours. I said, cool. We wanted to get one at 12, but we couldn't because PJ was arriving at 11. So we had to wait for PJ to arrive at the airport and then get a cab to our place. So we had to get the one at 2. Meanwhile, though, Verona messages me. She's like, the wedding starts at 7 o'clock.
In the morning?
No, in the night. Don't be late. Because she even asked me, she was like, are you guys in Kosovo yet? I was like, nah, like we ain't left yet. She was like, don't be late. I said, all right, got you. My phone said, leave Tirana at 2 and get to Ferdizai at 6. So that would have given us like an hour and a half to sort ourselves out, right? We get to the coach station. The coach doesn't leave till 2:30. Cool, so we're already behind on schedule. Then we get to Pristina at 7:30. So now we're in the wrong city and we're half an hour late.
Damn, you're fit.
Then we had to get a 45-minute coach from Pristina to Ferizai. Then we got to Ferizai. None of our data's working.
Has the coach got leg room?
Not really.
Ah!
The data was the data. We couldn't figure out how to get the roaming because obviously we crossed the border.
Yeah.
So now we've got no data. Fuck knows where our hotel is. We've got all our suitcases and shit. We need to get back to the hotel and change. Meanwhile, it's 8 o'clock. The wedding's going on now. We have no idea what's going on. We managed to run into a cafe, patent Wi-Fi.
Got a coffee?
No, we didn't actually. Managed to run into a cafe, patent Wi-Fi. Managed to patent a cab. Cool. But we get in the cab now. Then we realize, yo, they don't take the Albanian currency. They only take euros. But we've only got Albanian currency.
It's just the border, though. Yeah.
But it's a different country, G.
Yeah, but then man could go and take but it and flip it on the border, country. Bro.
Why are you going to drive for 2 hours to flip
well,
20
Moroccans
pounds?
Do the same shit, bro.
It don't make no sense.
We flip euros and everything, bro.
Oh, on
the
border.
Basically, I ended up giving the guy the equivalent of like £30 for a cab that was like £6 because it's all I had on me, innit? All
right.
So now it's fucked. It's 9:15. I was supposed to be at the wedding 2 hours ago. Gee, the three of us ran into the hotel, changed from our fucking clothes into our suits and that, and showered in like 15 minutes.
Bro,
yeah. But no, listen, I ain't even got to the worst part yet. We finally managed to pattern a cab, G. We get to the spot like 9:30, right? Cool, we hop out the cabs. As soon as we hop out the cabs, we're at this big hall now. As soon as we hop out the cabs, man just feels man uncomfortable, man unwelcome. Because remember we're in Kosovo now, and obviously Kosovo is—it's not Albania. It's
the Kevo Ravo.
There isn't. It's not as touristy. Yeah. So they're not as welcoming, based on just what I experienced, innit? So we get out of the cabs now, and as we're walking up to the hall, everyone's just staring at us. I'm looking for like, because obviously the day before we had a party, and I met Otis or family. I'm looking for a cousin or an auntie or something. I can't see no one. We've walked into the hall now. Me, PJ Mello, 3 niggas are just standing there.
Damn.
3 niggas in Albania.
No, we're in Kosovo, bro.
That's like a pub joke.
I've never felt so awkward and uncomfortable in my entire life. Everyone's just staring at us, bro. The people who are fucking dancing the valet in the middle are looking at us mid-dance. We're looking around, like, where is everyone? So one Brez walked up to us and was like,
dude,
and then we're
dance.
Like, so we've gone outside. He goes, yo, like, what are you guys doing here kind of thing, innit? Not like that, innit? Mm. He was like, what's going on?
Like that.
So we've explained to him, we're trying to get to this wedding. He goes, you lot are at the wrong spot. You need to be 15 minutes down the road.
Oh, you're a mess.
G.
He was in the wrong wedding.
No, but it's the... No. You went to the wrong wedding.
Is it a wedding district?
Listen. The spots are legit called the same place. It's like it's like Shoreditch number one, Shoreditch number two.
Oh.
Bossman dropped us off Shoreditch number one, innit? You get me? He dropped us at the wrong place. So now we've legit had to walk down this fucking road where there's no pavement. It's just straight cars up and down. We're in our fucking suits. We had to basically tech it down this road 15 minutes. I'm fuming. I've got fucking mud all over my wallabies. Like, it's just a mad thing.
With the wallabies.
PJ fucking lost his, like, broke his cufflinks.
With the wallabies suede?
Yeah.
Stafford, like.
PJ fucking lost his cufflinks. He's fuming because his fucking cuffs are flapping in the wind and shit. It was a fucking mess. We had him get to the wedding like 3 hours late. But.
They had to they had to give you slack for that.
It is way.
Yeah, I would have hanged you.
No, they got to let you off for that.
No. It was the situation. It was one of them ones where it was like it was fucked.
What are they gonna do? Give you a baklava to wipe off?
I can't lie. Coming late to my wedding, I don't really care.
Yeah, I'd kill someone.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't turn up.
Different country. So many things went wrong. You're gonna have to hear that.
Wait, what? So many things went wrong.
You see your entourage. Was none of you man Albanian?
Not anyone that was there with us, no. It was me, a Somali youth, and a Jamaican youth.
So why would it be? So
can I?
Why would it be like, come on, man.
I want to ask a question about like marriage. Like,
Rachel's bored again.
Yeah.
I'm not lying, I am, but it's fine.
But you see marriage, yeah?
Yeah.
No.
Can I ask my question? Fuck. Can I? So you see before marriage, yeah? Is it wrong to get a compatibility test for like having a baby?
What do you mean?
I don't think
what
so.
What do you mean? What's a compatibility?
How do you test it?
What's a baby compatibility test?
To see if you can have kids together.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't understand.
I never heard of that.
No, you've never heard of that?
No.
People get tested to see if they can have babies.
How do you test though?
No. You test by your eggs and your sperm.
I think you just get the eggs and the sperm and
you
like.
So you're telling me you waste a sperm and an egg just to see if one day you wanted to have kids? And what if it does work? What do you do? So throw that baby away and put it back in?
But say if you're not compatible.
No, it's just a test to see if you, because some people can't have kids together.
Yeah, but that's a waste of an egg and a waste of
some people can't have kids together.
That's not a...
Wait.
It some is, people, because sorry, they'll
sorry,
do
sorry,
it
sorry,
and
it... Sorry, so as in like, some people can't have kids together.
Yeah.
So as in like,
they're not compatible.
My sperm will work for some eggs, but as in other sperm will work for like...
Yeah. Is that really a thing?
Yeah.
It is.
I ain't trying to...
But is it wrong? Is it wrong?
It's not wrong, but I think it's a bit of a waste.
It's not wrong.
I mean,
what if you find out that you two really can't have kids? Does it change the?
I mean, there's an STD test away.
You got a rubber kid.
No, no.
Like if you don't have, full disclosure.
But then again, are you marrying to have kids or are you marrying for love? It depends what your intent for marriage is.
I'm marrying so someone go halves on the rent.
Someone very near and dear to me, not OT, Verona. Someone very near and dear to me is married, and he said to me, "Love is like 20% of marriage."
In truth, I can understand that.
So
I can deep that.
Cool.
I'm not married, so I don't know.
Anyone that's been married a long time will tell you something like that.
Has anyone here been married?
I'm going to text my best friend and ask her.
To some degree. To some degree.
No.
I've been married.
Have you?
Yes. I'm Moroccan, bro. Come on.
Of course he's Moroccan.
What does that mean?
You've been married?
I've been married. Yes, I'm a divorcee.
Oh. You've been married?
What does that mean?
You watching?
Wait.
You watching?
When did you get married?
Remember?
You slipped up. I'm on top boy now.
When did you get married?
I got married when I was like 25.
How long are you married for?
We was together for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Marriage lasted about a year.
Why did you break up?
Who cheated?
Her dad was in jail. Oh. And her dad came out of jail saying, all I'm hearing in jail is about this tall Moroccan brother with tattoos running around on my daughter. You better marry her or leave her. I was like, brother, big you up, but that's her choice. And then she called me and I've never heard this energy before. She turned into a daddy's girl. Hi, Ash. Did you talk to my dad? Yeah. Can we just get married? I was like, all right. You understand? There's no, me getting down on one knee and proposing and surprising you. And,
yeah.
And she said, I don't care. But then she did care because her friends were in the air going, he didn't even get on one knee. You're all watching. Eat my ass! Episode 69.
We're not calling the episode that, by the way.
We're not doing
that. I feel like you should.
We're not doing that.
I feel like you should.
I think it is.
It should be something sexual.
I got married, but
do you know what?
I'm happy it didn't work out because I wanna propose. Do you ever go on YouTube and search like marriage proposal?
I want to see propose to Erica. You guys would be the same height if you get on one knee.
Do you know what? Yeah, with like
I'm gonna get long.
You know what? Like say like even like with me like saying I might propose. Yeah, that is so far. I'm so far gone from
on YouTube and search like proposals. No. But some one guy he was on a rooftop with his friends having a party going, I got something to say. He turned to his best friend and said, throw me the ring. And was, oh my God, the ring. He like afterwards he pretended like he fumbled the ring, it fell off the roof, he fell off the roof. And everyone's, oh my God, he's dead. And you look over the roof of the camera and there's a crash mat. He's there with a big sign saying, will you marry me? That was the
I find that stuff so cringy.
Yeah.
I want a nice-
Well, God damn it. It's cringy, but you know what?
I don't want that big shit. I want a nice intimate.
It's cringy, but you know what? At the same time, it's like-
But are you doing that for
your
wife?
Don't like, I expose my dickhead side, my corny side for you.
But that's for the relationship. That's not for the public. It's like, are you doing it to like, because you want to propose to me in a romantic way or doing it? Like, corny is a matter of opinion.
No, I know what it means, but I'm saying that.
No, but corny is a matter of opinion. To me, I think that's corny. I prefer something a bit more intimate. Yeah, I'm not a PDA girl.
So let me ask you a question. If
this is where the communication is mixed. Sorry, bro.
And he asked you to marry him in public and you didn't want to marry him. Would you say no? Would you say yes? And then tell him.
What you say? We're
I'd say no. What am I lying for?
Yo, also,
no, okay. No, but my thing is, okay.
You're going to die. You're going to die with cats. Mad? You're going to be the crazy old lady
no,
with cats.
No, because that, you're saying yes to a proposal.
Wait, land.
Your attention span is like the size of my thumb.
It's the size of
it.
You might be worse than me.
I've had this thing before where it's like, not me personally, obviously, but don't you feel like it'd be better if you said yes in public? And they spoke to him in private, like, I don't want to marry you.
No, because that was your dickhead choice to do in public, for one. And two, whether you say yes or no, it will always be the first time that person proposed to you and you would have said yes.
Okay, here's
so that whole moment would have been fraudulent. It's better just being honest.
I'm just saying, as in females see it that way. Men see it as girls want that big gesture. Yeah. They want a big wedding.
So not all girls want that. So, I want a big wedding. I don't want a big proposal.
So my question is now. Yeah.
You can't have it later, so man. You can't have it both. You can't have it your way. You
can.
Want a big wedding.
I want to celebrate.
Wait,
wait, wait. Can I ask something? So if I propose and she says no, does that mean we break up?
We have to. In my opinion, we have to.
No, it depends.
No, it doesn't depend.
No, if she says no, it can be one or two things. It can be like, no, fuck you, I don't want to be with you. Or no, I just don't think we're ready with it yet for it yet. Okay. Give us time. And
I told you, recover from that.
Yeah, I tell you what.
That has to be the last day we're together. For me personally, I feel like we're together.
Unless the ground opens up and swallows me.
I don't feel like there's
anything. I can't think of anything more embarrassing.
I'm being so serious with you. I'm being really serious.
In today's generation, in today's era, in today's life, yeah, in today's society, yeah, like, bro, everything is miscommunicated, bro. And it's so weird to say that because it's like, bro, it's like, communication's at the tip of our fingers, bro. But we still get it wrong.
We think
girls want a big wedding. They want a big proposal. Do you know what I mean?
No, they want a quiet proposal,
but they want a big wedding.
It's like, do you know what it is? Because it's different types of things. At any point in time, social media or whatever makes communication easier, dealing with another human being is always going to be complicated. Because human beings are complicated.
I respect that.
And human beings, it's very likely people might say things and they haven't thought it through to know what they actually want anyway. In general. Ooh. You might see like, and also people are not monolith as well, which adds to it. So like there's a huge amount of people that want this one thing. There's also a sizable amount that don't.
I'm gonna tell you how I proposed, even though her dad put it on me like that. I said it was around the time of her birthday. We threw a birthday party for this. I left your present under your pillow. And it was a ring.
That's really nigga trying to think. Oh my God, thinking the tooth fairy.
Tooth fairy, or you're a fiance.
That might be the worst.
I can't get it right. I tried to do it subtle. It was her wedding. It was her birthday party. All her friends were there. I could have got on one knee and done it.
I'm gonna be real with you. That's a shit proposal.
That is the worst.
That's why it didn't work out.
But in that moment, she was alone by herself, with a pillow in one hand and a ring, and
you know what you've done?
Downstairs, talk to her mum.
That's dead.
You know what you basically done? You just dashed the ring at her and you're like, hold
but
that.
But then you don't want me to get on my knee.
You basically said fetch.
Wait, yeah.
Wait, that's what you
miscommunication.
Can I ask something? Putting it on that pillow like it's a fucking two in a cube? What's that?
can I ask something? Yeah.
I'm going home.
What would possibly be the scenario in which I get to like think, I can propose and then we will not be on the same page? Like, what's the scenario that would lead up to that? What possible scenario?
So say you're going through a very bad patch in your relationship and the guy doesn't want the girl to leave and he thinks proposing is the last thing. That's an example. That's one thing. Another thing could be that maybe you're not in the same... I know people that get engaged and for a year and they don't even live together. So maybe your finances not be in place, or you both might be in different places and it's like, I still love...
What if I put a baby in her?
Babies don't save relationships.
Baby.
Babies, rings, it's, well. Yeah.
Very, very unfair, actually.
That's a human life. You can't mess with that.
Very, very unfair.
Watch me.
It's very unfair to do that to a young... Because that baby is now going to be born into a toxic situation. The baby don't ask to be born.
Yeah.
Very true.
And now you've put this baby...
Baby's just there for the vibes.
Yeah, baby's not asked to be born. That's the people.
Yeah, no, but
something is like...
Careful who you have a kid with.
We go again.
Yo, word to that tweet.
Damn.
Word to that tweet. I wish you could pick your baby daddy.
Talk about tweets, yeah. There was one about having like... Have you ever had like a racial encounter at work?
And it was funny. Oh, okay.
Bro, and when I told my story about, I was sitting with like my supervisor and we were just like jabbing at each other, like little jokes. And he was talking about, his kid like having head lice.
That's old school.
Yeah,
that's
but then.
Biblical.
And I was just chuckled. I was like, black people don't need to worry about that. And he was like, yeah, but you got to worry about sickle cell.
Okay. Ooh.
And then I was like, and then I was hurt, yeah, but then I was like, I started this, like.
Can I be honest? I don't mind a joke like that if
yeah,
it's funny.
Yeah,
I'll tell you a quick story. It's not that deep. It was like a year or two ago. We're going through our Spotify Wrapped at work. And then me and this girl, we were going through like her Spotify Wrapped. Shout out Caitlin, my guy Caitlin. We're going through Caitlin's Spotify Wrapped. And then we went through mine. And as we're going through it, this guy who we work with came behind me, pause, and was like, oh, who's number one on yours? Diggity.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I was like,
do I look like the type?
What? I just looked at him and I just literally looked at him and I was like, and I just continued my conversation. Like, I ain't even dignified. But, it's shit,
yeah,
it's like, but if it's funny, it's like, okay, it's funny kind of thing.
With me.
What he said was funny.
Yeah.
The sequence of, that's funny.
Yeah. With me, yeah, I've met, like, because of my line of work, I try to tell people, like, I meet the worst of the worst people. Like, yeah. I've worked with people that I would never like want to even talk about. I work with murderers. He's done like 26 years, something like that. I've worked with people just do fucked up things. And then the most fucked up person I ever met, he was 65, but he looked about 80. And then he came up to me and like, cause I used to work nights. So it's like, imagine it's like 2 a.m. It's just like working. And he was like, when's the last time you had sex? Wow. And I turn around, yeah.
What did you like to know?
And then it's like some old man just like asked me about my sex life. I was like, it's a bit creepy. Then he goes to me, the last time I had sex, I had to fight the Undertaker.
What
does that mean? I get it.
What does that mean?
Talking about fucking a dead body.
Oh my God.
So then I was like, oh, okay. Then I didn't find it funny. But then I've never been to HR before. I've never been to HR before. But I was contemplating it. I was like, nah, this guy's wild. Like,
that's crazy.
Even
if it was a joke, that's insane.
That's a crazy joke.
The thing is,
that's a crazy sentiment.
Yeah. Then it gets worse. Oh, it gets worse.
It does?
All right, cool. So I don't know if I can say it.
Just say it.
You've said worse. Whatever you're going to say, you've said worse.
So he was like, oh yeah, and the time before that, I can't say it.
No, just say it.
No, it's really horrible.
Wait, is it pedophilia? I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
If it's pedophilia, I don't want to hear it.
Okay, cool.
If it involves kids, no.
Cool.
This guy is getting a second thought about something. I'm
afraid. No, I can't. Wait, let me stop.
If you want to say it and be
pedophilia, No, I'm not going to say it. So we all know what he's made a joke about that, yeah?
Use a placenta as a condom.
Then, goddamn.
Fuck you, Noah.
I'm going to be sick.
Then, so basically, I was just like, so it was the first time. Okay, I can't even.
No, just say it.
No, I feel sick.
So yeah, basically, I had to go to HR.
Ash, that is disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm coughing the blow, whatever.
That was crazy.
I can't top that. Go on.
So then, I've gone to HR, yeah.
I'm sorry, G, but my belly feels bare. Yeah.
Please stop.
I drink some of that. That'll help.
So I've gone to HR now.
I'll help you out.
You're going to HR. Sorry.
I've gone to HR now, yeah. And they're like, you need proof. And I was like,
how do you get proof?
Then, this is what scars me for life. He sends a video.
Have you got a video on your phone?
He sends a video.
Did he just wear a wire?
He sends a video.
Oh my God.
He sends a video. I won't tell you. I won't say what. I'll tell you after. I sends a video. And I was like, I can take anything. Like, it's me we're talking about. I can take anything. Yeah. I said, I felt like a snitch. I ran to the office. I said, look at this. I was shaking. I was like, look at this. I was like, get this man out of here. Like, he was disgusting. Like, it was mainly like he fitted the profile of like that weird white old guy. I said, no, I can't work with him. Like, I just can't. And yeah.
How is he walking the streets? How is he even employed?
There's a lot of people, though, I'll be honest. There's a lot of people that...
But how did he get that kind of job?
The fact that you're rattled.
Bro.
You're rattled.
Yeah.
It must be bad.
It was... Yeah, it was... When I say, I've never lived a normal day in my life. And, like, going to work where I was working, it was just, like, it was just... It proper just numbed me to, like, everything. Like, it was just, that was just like a small day. Like, there was so many other things going
on. This nigga insane. How quickly after did he get fired?
I ain't ever see him again.
Thank God.
From the same day.
I ain't ever.
Do you know what? I thought he was going to, originally, I thought the story he was going to say was the time when you know, your manager was asking you about, he was going to the award show. He's like, the suit thing.
Oh, the suit thing. Yeah.
He likened it to him going to court
Even so, I remember.
I thought he was going to tell that
story.
I remember the story when a nigga came up to him like, yeah, I used to be racist.
That story is my favorite.
I
really liked him as a worker, but he just came up to me. Imagine he was like, yeah, like, I used to be racist, but I started working with this guy, which is a black guy, and he was like, then it turned out that, you know, my ways were wrong and that, you know, black people are all right. And then I was just like,
Rachel, can people unlearn racism?
Can people what?
Unlearn racism.
No.
Oh. Okay.
We're all racist. I'm racist.
Devil's advocate.
Racist as fuck.
Yeah.
If by definition racism is learned behavior,
yeah,
why can't people unlearn to be racist?
Because the whole basis of racism is stupid anyway. The same reason you find someone attractive because they've got blonde hair, blue eyes, is the same reason you hate someone because they've got darker skin. Mm-hmm. It's just a preference. And black people, no matter where they go, I could walk into Boots right now, I'm going to be automatically looked at because I'm a black woman. A white woman with blonde hair, blue eyes can walk in, she's just going to fit in with the crowd. Mm-hmm. You're automatically a target from the second you're born. And if you think that's a reason to hate a whole generation of people that have come and gone are still to come, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
So you can't unlearn it because it's such a simple thing between liking and disliking that if you're choosing one side, you're an idiot.
I don't believe in the word racism though. Like, we are one race, you know, we are humans.
But racism exists though.
Yeah, but
I mean, as in, do you get where the line's been a bit?
So you won't be able to get your head around it because you're not racist. I can't get my head around someone being racist because, like, how? How can you be racist?
How can you be racist? We're humans.
But, like I say, it's learned behavior.
You can be racist
though.
To, like, an animal.
But no.
Like a
no,
dog.
No, but it's
I fucking hate dogs.
No, but
it's learned behavior.
Programming.
Like, if you
hate dogs? Who hates dogs?
No, I don't.
No.
But it's programming.
What animal do you hate?
I hate to use such like.
I hate ostriches.
No, but I hate to use such like an arbitrary example.
Yeah, but comparing hating animals to a generation of people is completely different. The animals' lives aren't affected. Your kids, your grandparents, the people before you, the people before you, and people to come, they've all been affected by racism and will be. No. I don't have a dog. I want one, though.
It's a thing. You can borrow mine. He'll shit all over your house.
It's learned behavior. It's programming at any point in
time.
It's programming, bro. That's exactly you just said that. It's fucking programming.
In order
to unlearn it, you would need an equally efficient way as it was learned.
Racism's funny to me.
Equally powerful way as it was.
Alex,
no.
I've got.
I don't think he means ha ha funny. I think he means like
intriguing. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah, fair.
It's like it's a thing where I've always said, I've gone past it now. I've said like if someone called me a nigger, like a white guy, I've always said most likely I'm just be like I can't be bothered with it.
That's what I always say.
And it's not even about the disrespect. I was like. There's so much things going on in my life.
But it's like I always say, I've said this in public so many times. I'm not going to be sitting in court
saying,
trying to prove that you called me a nigger.
That's the thing.
Because you call me a nigger, I punch you in the face, you press charges, and you're in,
you never go to Spain.
He just attacked me randomly.
I
have to prove that you called me, bro.
And then you're coming into their race.
How am I supposed to prove that?
Can we actually go back to what you said? As to whether or not you can't unlearn it.
Yeah, what did you want to say?
It's like, actually, are we saying that it's not possible?
I honestly don't know, because if the thing is, if we're operating from the pretense that racism is learned behavior, then technically you should be able to unlearn it. But then again, if someone's wired that way, you can't change someone's wiring.
You can just look at someone. You can't do this. It's something that's never gonna like generationally like come out of someone's system, bro.
But like I say, it's like I don't want to use such an arbitrary example, but if you get like two toddlers, right, like a black toddler and a white toddler, and put them in a play park, and they run into one another, they're going to be friendly with each other, they're going to play, they're going to this, they're going to that. But then let's say you fast forward 10 years and you indoctrinate that white boy, and then they come face to face again, what do you think is going to happen?
It's
wiring. The same
when
way,
I'm
like,
with my dog, he pisses on the same tree like the way he pisses on a fucking lamppost. Bro.
Yeah, but it's like the same way that we speak a certain
way.
Wait,
what are you trying to
get
at?
I don't get what you're
trying to say. It's like, bro, it's like some people just, if they're not trained, bro, it's like, he don't give a fuck. I'm going to piss on that pole like I'm going to piss on that tree, bro.
So you're saying you can learn.
No, he's saying it wouldn't matter. He's saying it wouldn't matter, right?
You can't compare a dog to a human.
Training is where the distinction. Training is where.
We're too smart.
Talking about animals and humans, bro.
Can't lie, though. I got my boy Romain. Big up Romain. Big up Romain. Every time I see him when my dog walks in the morning, Romain's black. My dog kicks off, and I'm like, he's like, bro, your dog's racist. I'm like, no, he ain't. He just, I don't know why he don't like you. He just don't like you, bro.
No,
you know, I've never said that dogs are racist, but there's some. There's some barks that I just see. There's some barks where you're like, yo, this dog don't be barking like that usually. But I'm good with dogs. Like,
I love dogs.
I'm good with dogs.
Yeah,
like, I'm good with my dog. Yeah. Alice is good with my dog. Alice is really good with my dog.
I've not seen Butcher in a while.
I feel like,
he's a prick.
Like, I feel like it's a thing. If you're not scared of a dog, they're gonna pick up on that.
Even though I've got a dog, I'm still scared of dogs.
Really?
I've always said, yeah.
You're a big ass man, what's the dog gonna do to you?
No. Later, man. No, if you know what my dog does to me or not, listen, later. When I see what my dog does to people that he don't know.
Is your dog big?
Yeah, medium.
So. You know what I mean, yeah? I've got this thing. Yeah, I feel like I can fight a dog.
Alex, no, you can't.
I feel like I can fight.
Because you got wet in it.
I wouldn't be scared. That's because I've like grown up around like bloody Dobermans and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, no way. And that's what my missus wanted next. Was the Doberman? She was a Rottweiler.
No, Dobermans are amazing. Wait,
am I was a Rottweiler? I'm like, hey,
fight a dog, Atlas. You not feel like you fight a dog?
You would kill a dog.
Say that again. Sorry, I would fight a dog.
Yeah.
You're not a man.
I don't know if I'd have the heart to like do that.
No. Not go at it like you want to fight. Like it fought you and like you.
And I have to defend myself.
Yeah.
You just got to put your finger up his butt.
I was going to say,
you just... No. Listen, you see this rumor?
Yeah.
Don't think have it works.
Have you tried it?
No, there's videos of it working, but I just don't want to put my finger up anyone's butt.
Have you
got
a little fire? Have you? Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to work.
Have you seen that video of Joe Budden saying that he gets his dog wanked off?
Yeah, I see that shit. It's crazy.
Joe Budden's fucked.
Do you know what? What?
You know what? Rach, you're a girl. Can I ask you a question?
It's not going to be a nice question. Just do it.
No, it's a nice question.
Just do it.
Like, if you're in a relationship, yeah?
Would I put a finger in a mouth?
No. I ain't gonna start something like that. Behave, let me land. Kind of land on my thumb. Hey, listen, would you, yeah? Like, you know when you're in a relationship with a guy, what do you do to, like, what do you know, like, do you have, like, you know, like a list of how I'm going to piss this guy off? Like, just, you know, generic way.
Realistically, you don't make a list, but when you're with someone a long time, you know what ticks someone off.
That is it. All right, for example.
So women don't.
For example, yeah, watch this. You might have never done this. You might have never taken a picture of a girl and never showed it to them.
No.
They hate that shit.
Wow!
I've never
done that. Wow, bro, they will not sleep, bro. Yeah?
Wait, I never.
You've taken their makeup bag.
Never.
You never taken their makeup bag and put it on a high shelf.
No, I haven't done that.
It would be arms house.
You ever tell a girl this? Watch it. Your skin look bad today. Woo! Woo! Oh, you better run. Because
I like peace in my home.
You better run.
Like, you know what we're saying about this, yeah?
I like peace in my home.
You get a shiv in the leg.
Wait.
What happened?
What?
Is there no equivalent to women?
Wait, I've got to say this, yeah.
What is it?
Like, you're looking a little small.
Yeah, that's what I was the first thing I was going to say.
Nah, that won't work for me.
Or like...
Yeah.
What triggers me is when a girl goes, when a girl shows me a picture of a guy on Insta, why can't you dress like him?
That as well.
Off right now.
But you know what? I've always said,
why can't you dress like him? Leave me alone, dude. I'll be mad as hell,
They'd be showing you a nigga wearing some fucking, like, just like that nigga from 13 Reasons Why.
No, facts.
But I've always said, I'm a big advocate for hating on your girlfriend a little. You got to bring her down a little peg.
Wow.
Women hate on them. Bro, you see?
Because women be hating on us.
Who was it? Was Steph Curry? Was it a concert?
Yeah.
Jake the concert. Jake was big. Aisha Curry was hating.
Yeah.
He's in the back screw facing. Women are your biggest hater.
I promise
your girl
you.
Your girl was your biggest hater.
I live with my partner, yeah? Your when I wake up in the morning, like, babe, I look good. Does this outfit look good? She's like, yeah. She's never said no. Sometimes I'm like, nah, man, change that.
Yeah, watch your girl's face.
Trainers don't go with that. Watch, like, I'll let her know. But she's never told me no. That makes me think, you a hater?
Maybe she's genuinely just attracted to you and the stuff you wear. That can happen.
Love you, Babs. Love you.
That can actually happen.
Low-key, you got to hate each other a little bit, though, man.
You
got to hate on each other a
little bit.
When you tell a girl her skin look bad,
why would you do
that?
No, not my girl. Not my girl.
That's the worst.
Not my girl. Just girls that think, you know what, you're a dickhead. Hey, let your skin look bad today.
That was horrible.
You making her insecure so you can get her guard down.
What? Oh, so that's what you lot do.
Wait, who's you lot?
Who's who lot?
Who's you lot? Lot?
Nah, big bro. Hey,
man, them that don't go gym.
That's crazy.
No, you lot. I learn so much every time I come. And remember what I said to you when I first got here? I said, I liked you last time because you were unproblematic. Everyone else just seems so problematic.
I'm not
you're
problematic.
You're added to that list
now. I am not problematic.
No.
What did Gino, I say to
the good list?
I've got another question off this. Have you ever been like with a girl and realized that she actually hates your guts?
Yeah.
One girl told me she didn't like the way I slurped rice.
That's crazy.
Oh, I hate that.
What the fuck do you mean? Right? I'm eating.
No.
I'm surviving. No, survival mode.
No, that's I don't need to hear you eat.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just eating. No. Apparently, I slurp rice.
Yeah, but I don't
because it's hot.
You eat.
Trying to, you know, breathe in.
Yeah, then calm down. Let it cool.
We were at the wedding, yeah? And they brought this lamb stew around, didn't it? Like, you know when you go to them restaurants and they bring it in like a... I don't know what the plate's made of, but it's like really thick and it's always really hot.
Yeah. Oh, the sizzling.
A clay pot.
They brought it in those, innit? So it was mad hot. And like Lucas's girlfriend, Clara, shout out Clara. She had some, it was really nice. She goes, oh, try some. So Lucas had some and didn't like blow it. Pause. Put it straight into his mouth and it was mad hot.
Yeah.
So he's like, and he spat into it.
Oh!
Clara's just looking at him like,
that's an ick.
That shit was funny.
This relationship is over.
Wait, I gave a guy an ick once. So it was this guy I was dating and we got Nigerian food. I'll eat it with my hands. I'm not going to eat Nigerian food.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing. I remember we were sat then, he was kind of looking at me like this.
Wow.
And
because you're eating with your hands?
Yeah.
Because you was dating a white man.
No, this was a Nigerian.
Caucasian man.
This was the guy I was telling you about.
He was before. Heavily tanned.
But wait, when I eat chicken, I like eating the cartilage on the bone.
Oh, okay, yeah. Same.
So I was just minding, I'm comfortable with this guy. Like, we've been together well. So I'm just there biting him out. And he looked at me and he was like,
Me and Ash were literally saying this, yeah.
I was like, he was like, this is very unattractive, you know.
Wow.
He said that.
It couldn't have been that bad.
Lick the cartilage in his
mouth. No, and I literally said, then find another bitch. I don't care.
But me and Ash were saying that. Why
did I turn me on?
But like, yeah, like when a woman...
Like you're the only bitch for me.
He looked at me like I was trash. He was like...
No, but when a woman does something manly, it's sexy.
It is. Oh my God.
We've been saying it.
When a woman does something manly,
even goes jail.
No. Jail's different. All right, why are you in jail? Why be a lady? Why are you in prison?
No. Don't say be a lady.
Be a lady.
Because you're a lady. No. Don't
free
do
the gang.
Lady shit. No.
What do you mean? Why are you in jail?
Just because
free the gang. You know, tax fraud,
no.
Tax evasion aside. You know what I mean, bro? You know what I mean, bro? Free the gang. I'll be the screw in your pen. I'll be the screw to yourself.
The reason is not. It's not that you was holding something. Yeah, then you shouldn't be.
You lot are.
That's the only reason. That's the only acceptable reason.
I'm not gonna say his name. But my guy was saying that one girl was a bouncer and he was
no, we'll say the name. Listen, back in the day, yeah, when I was single, I used to see a girl, yeah, and like we would see each other, it's cool, like just casually seeing each other. Then, you know, when it just the chemistry ain't right,
yeah,
so we just went our different paths, but we stay cool, like as in, you know,
okay,
we're still, it's not like, oh, we ain't fucking no more, like we're cool. Then after this, then later on in life, I see her. She became a bouncer at rave, and it turned me on. I was like, oh my God,
you're a horrible guy.
I want her again. Is that weird?
Low-key, you're a horrible man.
I wanted the security. I wanted to be Little Spoon, bro. I hate being Big Spoon, bro. Episode 69. You might know about
many women that are as big as you, Ash. That's why.
No, man, I know. Anyway, I have a question.
Bigger than
I have a question.
Go on, Rachel.
Yeah, so
we'll come back to that later.
No. Important. I need advice on this, friend. So, as guys, some of you in relationships, some of you aren't. Why do you continue to follow girls on Instagram? What is it for? Is it
the
for
fuck?
Okay, wait.
Is it for clout? Like, it's for attention. Wait,
let her finish. No, let her finish.
Because
I want to run point in the question. Continue. Go ahead.
I think whether you're single, whether you're in a relationship, guys still do it. And if it's even like, if it's just one girl you choose to follow, what is it you're following that girl for? Because obviously it's not friendship. Is it because you find her attractive? Is it because you want to be reminded of what single life is? Why do guys follow so many girls? I just want to know.
Before I give you an answer, I need like some... And I'm being serious. I just need you to clarify a few bits and pieces.
Come on.
When you say follow, do you mean like follow someone new?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Someone you don't know. Someone you've just seen on Insta. They followed you.
You shouldn't be doing that. I can't defend that.
So wait, did they follow you?
Is that it?
It doesn't matter.
Is that all you've got to say on the situation?
There's one thing I support women with more than main, probably anything, yeah? Let's say, for instance, I'm a girl, yeah, for the sake of argument, yeah. Mm. Don't cut this out of context.
You're a sexy girl.
I'm a girl, yeah.
Sexy guy, you got good bread.
And I have a boyfriend. And then, Alex, I swear to God, if you cut this out.
Mate, let him tell his story, because I want to answer.
Yeah.
You're going to agree with me. I know you're going to agree with
me. Go on.
Let's say, for instance, now, my boyfriend then goes and follows a girl who's not like an Instagram model.
Yeah.
And she doesn't follow him back and he keeps following
that her.
That's crazy,
that's
though.
That's crazy.
No, but that's crazy,
and if
though.
If that was my brethren, I'd be like, my nigga, you fucking.
But that's the thing.
She don't even follow you back.
Women say that.
Nah, it doesn't even look mutual.
Sisters, I'm with you.
Can I tell a story?
No.
Can I tell a quick story, please?
That's not even answering my question. Why do you Can
I tell a quick story?
I don't do it. And I don't think it's
all right, leave me. I have a different.
For me, that's more embarrassing than it is anything else.
Wait. Can I tell a quick story? Like when I was seeing this girl, yeah, and then
the way she looked at
me. Oh my gosh, my phone.
She rolled her eyes at.
Yeah. But then I was seeing this girl, yeah, and then the same thing happened. Like she was following one of my friends that like it was like, see when they're following someone,
mm-hmm.
like they're just being a fan. Mm. And then you check they don't follow back.
You've just repeated what he said.
Yeah, but I'm saying that it's the biggest ick. It's like, what
you still haven't answered my question.
I just said I wouldn't do it.
Oh, why am I doing it? Because I'm trying to conversate. Right, guys, why can't we make friends? Why can't we make friends?
As an actor that goes to galas.
Really?
Oh my God, we get it. Was it your first time? Is that why you're so excited?
That's my second time. Don't hate. It's my second time. Don't hate. Okay, I hear what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this, yeah, real talk. I don't follow girls randomly on Insta, but I might be out. I might be at a gala. I might be at an event. Yeah, and I might meet someone. And you know, like as in, yeah, like they might follow me.
Yeah.
And is it like I follow them back? As in, there's this industry where I follow people back.
Yeah, but that's networking. That's networking.
Let me land.
No, but it's different though. It's different.
Oops.
You don't want me to land. You want me to go? You don't want me to go home and sleep on the sofa tonight.
No. Go on.
You just sleep here. You don't stretch out.
Nah, land.
What I'm saying is this: it's a thing where. Like I always present my partner, like as in I say, oh, I have a dog. Yeah, my partner looks after that. Like, yo, I have a partner. I live with my partner. Do you know what I mean? It's not nothing I hide. The world knows this. Do you know what I mean? So it's a thing where if I follow a girl, like as in I post my partner. Do you know what I mean? I don't hide my partner. Mm-hmm. So if I'm posting you, don't have an issue if I'm following a gal. You're on my fucking Instagram. You're not in my story. You're my Ross Clark timeline. You know what I mean?
That's a good I get it. If you're open that you have a girlfriend or someone in your life,
there's two things
fair.
In life, friend zone and fam zone. You might never been fam zoned.
But I'm just
when
saying,
a girl calls you bro.
I'm just giving women advice.
My dick goes inside and comes up a bumhole.
I'm just giving women.
Let you know.
No, in all honesty, I wouldn't do it as well. Like I get why you'd be weird about it as well.
Bro, I went to the Gala World Cup and it's bare gal. Oh, great meeting you last night.
It depends why you're like you followed this person, but it'd be very hard to find out anyway. Do you know what I'm saying? On your side.
Yeah.
Very hard to find out what the intention was, isn't it? So apart from networking. In any other
setting,
it's fine, isn't it? But it's just hard for you to find out.
I mean, Carlos, baby,
find out what the reason is. You can be like, I'm networking. You don't even know this.
Yeah, but okay, but like Instagram, you don't meet, you don't know each other. You just come up, you like,
then it's
and you're
wrong.
Following.
But it's like, you know what?
Yeah, can we agree that's wrong.
Can I ask a question?
But why do you do it? Do you do it because you want to see where it goes?
Rachel,
are you interested?
Rachel, can I ask you a
question?
Wait.
One man follows me and it scraps.
Listen,
you don't want to praise me that scraps followed me, you know?
Are you asking this because this is your current predicament?
Oh yeah, kind of, yeah.
Who is he? I'll punch him up.
I'll show you after.
I'm not dating McIntyre.
No, at different points in time, I think there's different reasons, you know.
Like all I want to say
you're locked in and the man that you're living with or whatever.
You know, like I say, you're the sexiest.
But do you guys like attention? Whether you're in a relationship or not, do you still like attention from other women?
Nah, I'm tall. I'm tall and I'm bait. I'm not famous. I'm tall and I'm bait.
You're famous.
I hate that. No, I'm bait. I'm not famous. I'm tall and I'm bait. I hate attention.
The difference with Ash, though, not only is Ash known, Ash, you can spot him out of a crowd.
That's what I mean. I hate that shit.
Yeah, you can.
I hate that shit. I got a very distinctive nose.
The tattoos and the way he looks.
It's what you're thinking.
The way he talks. He talks about 100.
No, it's what you're thinking. At a certain point, and certain guys are like this. They've been together with a girl for time, yeah. They want to know, like,
if they still got it.
Yeah. That's something that a lot of guys.
No, I don't think guys want. I think girls. Want that.
No, a lot of guys feel that, bro.
One thing my partner told me she said, listen, Ash, you follow a lot of girls, ain't none of them unattractive and fat.
So
fair enough.
I was like, okay, fair enough. I hear that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if they were claps, I'd be fine.
That's what I mean. No, they claps.
That's no way.
So I understand
why did you add that?
At the same time, it's like I'll tell her, look, yo, you are on my Instagram page. I'm not on your Instagram page. You're on my Instagram page. No, but I'm not sitting there going, yeah, I need to be on your Instagram page.
What you're talking about now, I feel like is a separate issue. I feel like
no, it's not.
It is. No,
it's about the comfort of
I
the
love
person.
Girls, you whittled girls, it down to girls,
say that
girls,
you've whittled it down. What the fuck, bro? Whittled it down to say that I'd be okay if she was ugly. Essentially speaking, yeah.
Right, I don't like this woman. I don't want a woman to be followed by a guy dating anyway.
I live with my partner. I come home every night.
No, but that's truer than you. That's truer than you know.
I come home every night. There's not a single night I have not come home. Yeah, what? Understand? I live with my partner. A single time
from the 9 nights you're.
Yeah, come home. I come home. Might be at 1 a.m, but the gala was great. I met Scraps. Scraps knows who I am. You understand? Sorry.
I wouldn't care.
About Scraps knowing who you are?
No, if she had...
Fucking hell, bro.
If she was like, if there were a lot of men following her that are good looking or better looking than me, I wouldn't care about that. I don't think. That wouldn't
The noise though, but can I ask you this? What's the sexiest...
No, wait.
What's the sexiest...
Wait, can I say something? It's a bit different, yeah. It's like, imagine you go and see that your girl's just followed Miles Morris. It's a bit it's changed, like, where he's a real
Who's
fucker.
Miles Morris?
Like a guy with the whole men out jealous yeah. Men, you have to understand something, men deal with pride a lot.
Yeah.
So for men, it's not a thing where, in our brain, we're not going to think to ourselves, oh shit, oh, Rachel's all followed my man, I should say something, because you don't want to feel like, a muck.
Yeah, feel
like
a
waste.
And
then go to your girl and be like, oh, why are you following that guy? Like, there's a certain pride thing that plays in our head.
But you man,
fuck your pride.
No, can I ask you this, yeah? Ain't the sexiest thing in a relationship trust?
100%.
Like, you know what it is for me? You know what it is, yeah? I remember being in a relationship, yeah? And the reason it ever worked out, yeah? Every time I was in a relationship with her, yeah? She'll message me going, she'll say, oh, this guy's in my DMs. I swear you know him. Ain't that your bridge?
Yeah.
Like, as in, for me, you know what the sexiest thing is, yeah? Is I don't need to see that.
Yeah, I don't
need to see you turn around and go, yo, yeah. I got a man. Yeah. That's my man. I don't need to see it.
I've said this before. I've said it to someone before. I don't care.
Handle it. You know when you try and make me care? Now it's a problem.
Handle it on your side.
Yeah. I handle it on my side. No, I do. You know how many girls give my DMs? Bro, you don't get in my DMs off the top way. Look at my face. I know you don't like me for me. You know what I say? I say the same thing. You know what I say to them? I say, listen, thanks for the support, sis. You know, you call them sis.
Yeah.
Thanks for the support, sis.
That's a loyal man right there. I respect that.
Come on, girl. I love you.
You just explained, yeah? Oh, I'm telling you now, that comes from a place of guilt. I'm telling you from experience.
Huh?
That comes from a place of guilt. Not what he said before that.
So right.
When the girl was like, oh, look at this guy moving to me.
Yeah.
That's what.
Yeah.
I'm telling you from experience where I've been in a relationship where the girl used to come to me that kind of stuff all the time. Then I found out she was chatting to other bros on the side.
But for me, someone that's never cheated, I would still do the same thing.
Why would you bring it up?
You know, this is how I know. Men and women are different. This is what I say. Just by looking at you.
Because if I was with you, I already know you get chatted up by men.
To be fair, yeah, I would just delete it.
I know.
Like, I don't need to know that. But girls,
girls want you to go strangle that man. Go kill him. Yeah, he's just a bro, yeah?
It don't work with me. It don't work with me. Because my type is sexy women. I know men like, I know it.
Let me tell you.
Let him land and we have to wrap up.
I like to think you lot are the same as well, yeah? But sometimes I can't read people, but I can read you, bro. I can tell for a fact, yeah? If you're talking to a girl and she turns around and says, I've got a man, yeah? High five, go and enjoy your... You're not the bread to be like, let me try and still talk to you.
No, that's too much headache.
You know what I mean? I'm the same way. I don't even need to know the brother. Yeah. If I'm single and I'm talking to a girl, I don't need to know the brother. I don't care who the brother is.
That's your man.
Godspeed. Good luck with your life.
Because you know what
you see, girl? Bro, when Top Boy came out, yeah? Bro, when my DMs got so peak, yeah, I used to do the Batman single. I'd be like, the Batman signal, yeah? I used to do this thing where it's like, oh my God, my DMs are peak. I don't know what to say. I'll just post a girl. I'll post a picture of my girl. You know, girls see that and they DM me going, I love a man who's so fucking proud of his woman.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't win.
No, that's different.
That's your last point. You made a good point a few weeks ago, right? You see, even if you don't know someone, and like that's their girl, you made a good point. I feel like as men, there should be like this kind of—
I respect it.
There should be this kind of communal thing.
I do.
As a man, don't draw me out.
Don't.
Like, even if you don't know me, as a man, like man to man, have that respect to not draw me out or put me in a situation where now I have to crash out or I have to do something now. Get me? So don't put me in that situation now, innit?
But girls' friends will put you in that position.
Bro.
No, but I swear, when a girl has a single friend, yeah? I promise you, the single friend will be like, all right, how do I get my friend back?
and let me get my boy. Yeah, well, go on. You should move to that still. They wind up their brethren to go and fucking pattern the guys.
Does that happen?
That's why none of my girls' friends like me, bro. Okay. Not a single one of my girls' friends like me, bro. You can all eat ass. If you're watching this, you can all eat ass. Go eat the ass. Eat a sack of baby dicks. Eat a sack of baby dicks.
I'm being real with you. I see that? Yeah,
Gal will be like, how do I get my girl? How do I get my girl back? Let me go get someone to go and get. Let me try and get someone to twist.
When women feel like they've got something to get from you,
come across in your life.
The only thing is, why you see stuff like that more often? Yeah, I think it's because of like what you've got around you in it. The whole the clout and everything else, they want something from you. Yeah. That's why they don't.
I need to wrap this up. Let me say this, yeah. You man know me. Can I look at me and think I'm a millionaire, bruv?
Yeah, no.
What? Because I got one Netflix credit.
They imagine that.
Are you mad?
They imagine that though. They do imagine.
But at the end of the day, women don't have me. I don't like women that much to be riled up like this. Like I know, bro. I keep my peace. Like,
but this is when you live.
Like,
with
I just have peace.
You know your peace is your PlayStation. And I'll be real with you, yeah. But when you live with a girl, your PlayStation is used for Netflix and fucking.
It might not even be that, you know.
Nah, man, it is, bro. I walked in today, but Erica's watching.
You ever lived with a partner before? Like apart from you, Ash. Anyone ever lived with a
partner? One of my boys be cheating on PS4.
You know what my PlayStation's used for?
Bro, it's useful.
What's that show, man? What's that hospital show, man?
It's Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, bruv. My PlayStation's used for Grey's Anatomy, bro. It's like a unicorn is dying.
Everything gets taken, unfortunately. I used to go out for random walks, bro. She asked me, yeah, one time, do you just go for walks to get away from me? I'm like, nah, man.
But let me just say this, yeah. If you want a man for the rest of your life, if you want a man to stay with you for the rest of your life, yeah, upgrade his PS4 to a PS5. That's what I've got to say.
No, we'll leave you lot on that.
My ending note is fuck men.
We'll leave you lot on that. Episode 69.
Fuck.
We need to wrap
men.
This up.
No, I still love you.
Listen. Apes and Tapes episode 69.
69.
Like, share, subscribe. Thank you for rocking with us.
Thank you for Rachel for coming over.
Fuck men.
Okay.
Thank you to Ash for coming over. I don't got to thank Ashton. He's basically a co-host. Listen. Hey, like, share, subscribe. Retweet. Use the hashtag. Thank you.
Fuck men.
No, man.
I can't believe you asked for advice and got nothing.
Nothing.
Erica's on the verge of buying me.
Okay. You got an answer.
Full disclosure, off camera.
It's still on camera.
We can give you the real answer.
It's because you want your ego rubbed.